All right. Then he moves on to a second question where he says that he does not agree that the transcendental arguments necessarily conclude with something less than the biblical God. Take the theological argument that the purposefulness of the natural world implies the designer. Well, certainly the God of Scripture is more than a mere designer. But the argument doesn't say that he is merely a designer, only that God is a designer, which he certainly is.
Right. And so the point here is that these traditional arguments, they don't necessarily conclude with something less than the biblical God. Right. They're saying that maybe this is where it takes us, but they're not claiming that's all. That's the only thing that or the only place that it takes us. Right. And so if they take us there and they're not claiming that that's the end, then they can be useful arguments. That's what mm-hmm. he's trying to get to. Right.
Right.
And so, the argument doesn't say that God is merely a designer. Yes, it gets us to a designer, right? Mm-hmm. You need a design of the universe because it has orderliness and purposefulness and that sort of thing. But it doesn't say that that God is only a designer. And sometimes we stop there when mm-hmm. he says, that we can go further, because the argument really doesn't say that that's it. Right.